Yeah, that's what you call a bastard. If there wasn't marriage, you see, some had called it a woods cold.
Uh-huh.
Woods cold, some called it a bastard.
Which would you call it?
Well, mostly a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
But what the men of woods cold, that is just out of men out in woods, just like cattle, you see. Just like you've got cows out there and you've got several bulls out there. And it's just liable to be either one of them, you see.
A woods colt, you don't know who the father is?
Yeah, don't know who the father is, yeah.
Do you know if it's a bastard, who the father is?
Yeah, well, you don't have to know for sure who the father is, but if she's not married, you know it's a bastard.
Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school is called a...
One that teaches school?
Uh-huh.
School teacher?
Any old-fashioned name for a woman teacher?
Well, I have you, old maids, school teachers.
Uh-huh.
They never did marry, you see. They call them the old maid.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even, what? Jane is loving, but Peggy is even...
A mean-natured child, mean disposition.
Or she's loving, too, you'd say. Jane is loving child, but Peggy is even, would you say lovinger or more loving? Or?
More loving.
And your brother's son would be called your?
Nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is called a?
Orphan child.
And the person who's supposed to look after him is called his legal?
Father.
Or legal guard?
Legal father or legal mother.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
Nephews and nieces.
What if it's your aunts and uncles and everybody? You'd say, they're all my...
Uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces.
Or what would be just a general name for everyone like that?
Well, some call it a whole swarm of them.
A swarm of what?
Swarm of uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call that folks or kinfolks or relatives?
Yeah, relatives. Some call them relatives, some call them kinfolks.
Which would you call them?
Well, both of them. Relatives or kinfolks, either one, mostly kinfolks. Used to be the old same kinfolks, and of course now you have so many different kinfolks, they call them relatives.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me. But actually, we're no
kin or no don't favor,
mm-hmm.
or not the same disposition.
What do you mean, don't favor?
Well, that means that you don't look alike. You see, in your face, you probably have a different complexion, or you have a different disposition of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Some smile and some don't. Some don't never smile. Some friendly and some not friendly. Some very sociable and some isn't sociable, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That means to help each other.
Uh-huh. Someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd call him a...
Strangers.
What if he came from a different country?
If he do what?
If he came from a different country.
Well, he's just stranger, sure, and he's not acquainted here.
Would you ever call him a foreigner?
Yeah, call him a foreigner. When they're way off, you see, in different countries, call him a foreigner.
Would the person have to come from a different country to be a foreigner?
Yeah, that's right.
And the name of a barrel maker,